It's Nevada Wild 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Jerry Evans here, and the last segment of today's show, Gun Talk, coming up right after the top of the hour. Don't forget, we're going to be giving away another Cast and Blast trip for six. That will be coming up later in the summer. Last year, we also gave away a free shotgun from Legacy Sports International. I think you can count on us doing that same thing again. Optics, weapon, footwear. The most important things to get right when you're going on a hunt, we'll cover the footwear aspect right now with Jim Wingen. He's the owner and one of the founders of Kennetrek.
Anybody that's been hunting in any hunting camp or been up and down the mountain, most of you might be familiar with Kennetrek boots, but if not, we'll make you familiar with them right now. Jim, welcome to Nevada Wild.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jim and his crew, Robert and everybody, they come to also the Wild Sheep Show. They're here at that time, also at Safari Club International. So thanks for coming back to Reno. We're going to miss you next year.
You're very welcome.
We'll see you at the Wild Sheep Show.
That's true. That's not going anywhere.
All right, well, let's talk boots, because that's really, when you think about it, especially guys that are tending to get a little bit older, feet aren't what they were 20 or 30 years ago. It's very important, I found, with socks. And make sure you have the right footwear. I can tell you about my first Colorado elk hunt in the really, really cold weather up north of Meeker. And, man, did I wear the wrong shoes.
Well, yeah.
Or boots, rather. Yeah. I might as well have been wearing shoes. So, Kennetrek boots. How about a little bit of a history first?
Yeah, we started in 2005. Really didn't sell our first boots till 2006, and that was mostly to friends and family.
But, were you making them in the garage?
Yeah, pretty much. We started in the garage, and just have continued to grow, you know, right even through the recession and everything there. So kind of the foundation of the company is that both of, you know, two of the founding partners are pretty avid mountain hunters. You know, both of us have achieved grand slams of sheep, and so we've successfully tortured ourselves for all these years. And I kind of have an engineering background, so I'm kind of the head designer. But I have bad feet as well. And so you put all that together, sheep hunting and bad feet, they don't go together
very well. So
I was always looking or striving to find the perfect boot. And, you know, there's other good boots out there, but I really have put a lot of emphasis on the fit. You know, obviously it has to be supportive, but the fit and the comfort of a mountain boot like that is really important.
Some of the boots, the one I'm most familiar with, and I don't have the name right, I believe it's a Mountain Hunter or something.
Mountain Extreme. Mountain Extreme is our kind of our core product.
Good all-around boot, stiff if you do some chukar hunting in Nevada.
Yes.
Maybe not the lightest or the coolest boot to wear chukar hunting, but I need something good and stiff because I have those bad feet, and after a day of chukar hunting around here with all our rocks and everything, feet are going to feel bad enough with a bad shoe. You need a good stiff boot. I wear those. I was hunting in the Big Hole in Montana several years ago. Most people would look at that if they were driving by, and it would look like a big pasture. When you walk it, though, you're walking in 4 to 5 to 6 inches of water that you don't really see.
Right.
My feet stayed dry the entire time walking across that with those boots. I'm a proponent and a big believer in those boots, but some of the other models, as well as some of the newer models that help with, again, people with bad feet. You have something, I want to make sure I get the name right. Is it the Everstep or the...
Yeah, Everstep. Basically what we did is we developed a product that has a removable or adjustable ankle brace that's woven right into the boot. It kind of has a sleeve and a pocket. So just similar to like a Arizona Easy Brace or something like that if somebody broke an ankle, or, you know, it's almost a like cast-like quality. But yet you can still walk in it. And so we kind of incorporated the brace technology into the boot, and then we branded that under the Everstep. We do a tremendous amount of business with the VA, you know, with the veterans, because unfortunately a lot of times, you know, when they're young, you know, military boots aren't always known for being the most supportive, and a lot of those sins of youth tend to come back about the time you turn 50,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Got a guy standing behind me, my son, who's, jumped out of a lot of airplanes, too, in the Army, and so quite a bit younger than me, but still enjoys a good, comfortable boot. What about some of the other stuff? There's a Guide Ultra boot that's...
That's
new?
Yeah, that is new. And so really the Guide series is similar to the Mountain Extreme, but it's a little bit more durable. So the tread is deeper. It's about two times as long wearing as the Mountain Extreme. So really the Mountain Extreme is kind of more for the hunter. The Guide is aptly named. It's for the guys who are... you know, doing 6 or 8 hunts a year, you know, back to back to back. I mean, they're very, very tough and tough on their footwear, and a lot of them are carrying heavy backpack loads as well. And so they require a little bit more support and more durability.
What about the overall line of Kinetrek boots from A to B? What have you got, or A to Z?
Yeah, we have a lot of different categories. We actually have an insulated pack boot, the old L.L. Bean style, rubber bottom, leather top, and those are still extremely popular. We've got some that are specifically designed for riding horseback, you know, like with a stirrup rail, so you have traction when you walk, but they don't hang up in a stirrup. And so that's a popular product line. That's more for insulated, real cold weather. Type product, but then the mountain boots, the ones that are made in Italy, we have a whole variety from different heights, different insulation levels, like the Mountain Extreme I was talking about, that comes non-insulated, 400 grams that's insulated, or even 1,000 grams for extreme cold. Mm-hmm. We send many of those boots to, you know, for Marco Polo sheep to Tajikistan or, you know, exotic locales like that.
Yeah.
Then we also have a whole work safety line that has basically come from the success of that what I'd call mountain hunting platform. And so we have boots in steel toe, boots, you know, military colorations. We just came out with a new Wildland Fire boot, you know, that, again, it has the same platform or support, you know, so it solves some of those issues, but it's made with different materials, like the rubber. You can actually light the rubber compound on fire, take away the ignition source, and it puts itself out.
Huh, interesting.
So quite amazing. So similar patterns, you know, the outsole molds are the same, but completely different compounding.
So in Nevada, lots of rocks. You're putting on, easily 4 or 5 miles a day, if you're chasing chukar.
Mm-hmm.
What's a boot that's light and also typically it's not that cold here, so a less insulated boot that's still good, rigid, a lot of side hill, a lot of uphill, a lot of downhill. What do you recommend?
Yeah, probably, again, our flagship boot is the Mountain Extreme, and in that case I would go with a non-insulated version, you know, because you don't need the extra temperature protection. But what you really have to have is the support, because you're side-hilling, like you say, it's uneven ground, it's rocky terrain, it's slippery, loose gravel, that type of thing. And the fatigue can be incredible if your foot is always moving and you're always out of balance. Well, you know what I'm talking about. When you're side-hilling for 8-10 miles a day, it's pretty fatiguing on your joints, your ankle joints and your knee joints. And so you really need that support. Like I always say, picture standing on a golf ball. You know, or a railroad spike, you know, like you're standing on that spike. Is your whole entire foot supported, you know, and that's internally with the midsole, you know, so that boot has incredible torsional rigidity. You know, you grab the toe of the boot and the heel of the boot and you twist it, and that flex that you get there, that basically describes the support of the boot. And so that Mountain Extreme, there's a reason why it's the very best-selling boot that we have, and that's why.
You guys are available at retailers, Kinetrek Boots.
We are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at the Safari Club International Convention, the Wild Sheep Show, you get the opportunity to talk to Jim or Robert or any of the crew and really sit down and let them fit the boot to you. Now, what about the having a little bit of slip in your boot, or do you want a tighter boot? And also I want to talk to you about your socks, because you guys are also doing socks as well.
Yes. Typically with a fit, it's not uncommon to have a slight amount of heel lift with a boot. That's because that midsole takes some breaking in, you know, that stiff supportive midsole that you know, gives you all that support that you need when they're brand new. Until you get that flex in the boot, that can be a bit problematic. And so that's why we always recommend that you break the boots in, because there'll be a molding process to your foot, and then you also develop a flex in that midsole. And so that's why we warn people, don't take them right out of the box and try to go straight uphill, because it puts such pressure on your heel that, you know, that heel friction, you know, you can get a heel blister from that. So you do have to make certain, whatever type of stiff supportive boot, that you have a adequate break-in period.
If you get a new pair, obviously wear them around for a good month or so before you go on a hunt.
We typically try to say about 40 miles, and some people can just take them right out of the box and they're perfect, you know, and so it just depends. Everybody's foot's a little bit different, and the toughness of everyone's foot is a little bit different too. You know, like, unfortunately, many of us, you know, our activity is we ride a desk, right? And then you try to go hunting on the weekend, and you do a completely different activity than, you know, your body is used to. So it just depends on the individual as well. But you want to condition your feet, just like your muscles, like your legs, I mean, everything else as well.
Kinnett Trek Boots, Jim Wingen is the president, but it's not just boots. It's a foot company, for lack of a better term. You guys do the socks. So
yes,
quickly,
we do the
on the socks, you've developed some socks.
Yeah, and part of the reason for the socks, like I always say, that you want to fit the boot properly, but then you want to use the socks to really enhance the fit of that boot, because you want stability. You know, when you're talking about side hilling, chukar hunting, that's a perfect example. You want stability so your foot does not move within the boot. You don't want the boot overly tight, but you want it to fit nice and snug. Well, one way to accomplish that is the different thickness of sock. So we make very good high-quality socks that typically have merino wool as a primary, but then they also have nylon for extra strength and durability. And then we make those in a variety of different weights. So we have a lightweight, a medium weight, a heavyweight, an extra heavyweight. And so that thickness of the sock, you can basically tweak the formula of the fit of the boot to make it just perfect. And then I typically recommend that, with the mountain boots anyway, that you would stay with that precise formula no matter what the weather is.
Yeah. And if you find that formula, and I have found that a thinner, better sock is better than the thicker sock with the boot.
Right. Again, it just depends on the individual. Like, a lot of times I wear a heavier sock because I have a very low-volume, narrow foot. Remember the bad feet I was talking about for sheep hunting?
Yeah.
So I wear a different sock than you would be able to wear. So every person is different. And so to find the perfect fit with that boot is a key part of the formula.
An avid hunter once said, you've got to have great optics, you got to have a good gun, you got to be able to shoot it. Your footwear has to be either match to the hunt or match to you, one of the two.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Preferably both.
All right, Kinnett Trek Boots, where are you guys based out of?
We're out of Bozeman, Montana.
Jim Wingen, Kinnett Trek Boots.
For the trail less traveled, that's
right.
Us, yeah.
Jim, nice visiting with you, and we'll see you again at the Wild Sheep Show
in
January 2021 in Reno, Nevada.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
Jerry.
Jim.